Megillah Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalid 3-4, and now we move on to a new topic. For the rest of this chapter, we'll talk about Kriyas HaTorah and the special readings of the Torah at different times of the year. Just a moment of background here on that. Already by Moshe Rabbeinu himself, there was a takana, enactment that the Jews should not go 3 days without having a public Torah reading, and therefore Moshe decreed that we should read the Torah on Yom Sheni, Yom Chamishi, which is Monday and Thursdays, as well as on Shabbos morning. The exact parameters of that reading requirement is not clear. Ezra came along at the beginning of the Second Temple period and bolstered that original Takana. He added that we would also read the Torah on Shabbos afternoon, in addition to the morning. And he decreed that in each of the different Torah readings we're talking about, meaning the Sunday and Thursday morning, as well as Shabbos afternoon readings, there would be 3 aliyahs, one for Kohen, one for Levi, one for Yisrael, and that they would read a minimum of 10 psukim, 10 verses amongst the 3 of them. In addition, there is a separate custom that arose in Klal Yisrael of the Haftorah. This is not somehow connected to the word like half Torah. It's not connected to the word Torah at all. Haftarah is related etymologically to the word like patar, pay, tet resh, which is to like sort of excuse oneself to take leave or maybe even like almost like have dessert. A maftirin says the Gemara in the Pesachim, it talks about the afikomen, like the final thing you're eating and the meal and so on. So the haftarah, like the word maftir, refers to the last of the reading. So the haftarah would be the reading that we end up saying last of Shacharis. It wraps up Shacharis. Its origins is from the time of Antiochus, that is like around the year 170 BCE, when the Hellenists ruled that over Israel, and in Israel said that the Jews may not have public Torah readings. Torah learning was forbidden, and therefore in the shuls, instead of having the Kriyas HaTorah, the Torah reading, they read from the Navi, different sections of the other books of Tanakh, and they arrange that the different readings, what we call the Haftarahs, should somehow parallel or be linked to or relate to some theme in the original Torah reading of that week. So that was a temporary thing. Of course, this is the Hanukkah story happened and the Jews came out on top again, but nevertheless, the rabbi chose not to stop the minhag. So now the custom. So now we have two customs. We have the reading of the Torah as well as the reading of the Haftarah. And to make sure that the Torah isn't looked at as being a co-equal or getting, you know, short shrift in the context of also reading a Haftarah, so what happens is, on Shabbos, when there's a Haftarah reading, there'll first be the regular Torah reading, those 7 aliyahs, and there's a maftir in the middle, someone who reads from the Torah and makes blessings on the Torah before going on to read from the Haftarah and make the blessings on that book of Tanakh, whatever it is. Okay, so now our Mishnah here, first and foremost, is going to focus on what are referred to as the Arba Parshios, the 4 special readings that come as part of the Maftir on Shabbos, essentially in and around the month of Adar. These 4 are, let me just read them out to you first so you can just keep track of them. The first one is called Parshas Shkalim, which is a reminder, as for Maseches Shkalim, for everyone to get their machse shekel ready, the half shekel that they would contribute to purchase communal funds, because everybody in Klal Yisrael has to have a stake in the various communal offerings, like the Tamidin and Musafin, so everyone has to give a half a shekel. So that's the Parshas Shkalim, to remind people to get the change and get that half shekel into the base of Mikdash. Second of all, you have Parshas Zachor. Parshas Zachor is deals with the mitzvah of remembering what Amalek did to Klal Yisrael in the desert, attacking us from behind the week, and that's fine. The third is Parshas Para, which is referring to the Para Aduma, the red heifer, which that special red cow, which is used to produce the mechatas, this purification water to remove Tumas Mace, corpse Tumas, so that people can get ready for, be reminded of that, so they can be ready for bringing their korban Pesach. And finally, Parshas HaChodesh, which is the Chodesh Elechem, the parsha that begins from talking about the Rosh Chodesh Nisan and then discusses the various mitzvahs that are related to Pesach, including the Korban Pesach, as well as Chametz and Matzah. So those four parshios are all read. The order of them, so I'll tell you the mnemonic I made for myself 20 years ago. You can take it or leave it. Sounds silly, but it works for me. And that is, you have to pay to remember the cow jumped over the moon. It's idiotic, sounds stupid, but it's memorable for me. Maybe a useful memory tool for you. Pay to remember the cow jumped over the moon. Pay, shkalim, to remember, zachor, the cow, para, jumped over the moon, hachodesh. Okay, that's my mnemonic to remember from when I was a kid. Now, the placement of these Arba Parshos, the readings in the calendar, are, let me say it outside first before the mission inside. I think it's pretty clear and straightforward if you just get it, the big picture. The first is the Parsha Shkalim. That's going to happen at Rosh Chodesh Adar, and if the two Adars, it's Adar Sheni always, Rosh Chodesh Adar, or the Shabbos immediately prior, so people have a full month to prepare themselves to get their Machsa Shekel and get it to the base of Mikdash. Then you have Parshas Zachor. Parshas Zachor always comes the Shabbos before Purim, because the story of Purim is closely related. Haman was a descendant of Amalek. He's an Amalekite, and they're close related, and therefore the mitzvah to recall Amalek, which the reading may indeed be a mitzvah d'oraisa, according to many Rishonim, because there's not just a mention, mitzvah not to forget what Amalek did, but also to remember it, and the zechira is fulfilled by reading that parsha there. So that is always done the week before, the Shabbos before Purim. It's going to work out that if the Rosh Chodesh of Adar falls out on a Shabbos, then you'll have back-to-back readings. Rosh Chodesh will be Shkalim, the next Shabbos will be Zachor, because the following week, the end of the week, will be Purim. But if Rosh Chodesh falls out not on a Shabbos, so then the reading of Shkalim will happen like late in the month of Adar Aleph or in Shvat, and therefore you'll have to skip a week where there's none of the four parshas are read on a Shabbos, so that the next Shabbos will be the Shabbos before Purim, which happens on the 14th and 15th of Adar. Okay, the third of the Arba Parshios is Parshas Para, which is to remind people to be tahor so they can bring their Korban Pesach, and if they have if a person's been exposed to corpse tumas mace, it actually takes a minimum of 7 days to become tahor, so they need some advance warning, and therefore Parshas Para will be read the Shabbos immediately prior to the Shabbos on which Parshas Chodesh is read. Sometimes that's directly the next week after Parshas Zachar, but sometimes there's a gap in the middle. And then finally, always the week after you read Parshas Para, it's Parshas Chodesh. That will come out on Rosh Chodesh Nisan or the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Okay, so it could happen. There are scenarios where the last of the readings, Parshas Chodesh, happens on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and the first of the readings, Parshas Shkalim, happens at the end of Shvat. But it also could happen that all four readings happen in the month of Adar. So they're really, like, it's around Adar. Okay, fine. So that's the system of how they're laid out. Now, the Mishnah will discuss that in its own way. The Mishnah says, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalios B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on a Shabbos, then Korban B'Parshas Shkalim. Then on that Shabbos will be the first of the four Parshios, and you'll read for a Maftil, you'll read Parshas Shkalim. Chalios Besocha Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh falls midweek, here Besocha Shabbos means midweek, so then Makdimin L'Sha'avar, then you will push the reading up a little bit of reading Parsha Shkalim to like the last Shabbos in Shvat, and then Umafsikin L'Shabbos Acher. So I have to skip a week where you read nothing so that you can be back in the week before Purim to do the second reading. Bishniya, that second reading is Zachor, Parshas Zachor. Bishlishas, the third reading, which, like I said before, will come immediately the Shabbos before Chodesh. The fourth one is Parshas Para Duma, the red heifer. And then heifer's a terrible translation, but anyways, the red cow. Barvias, and finally, the fourth of the four readings will be a Chodesh Zelachem, and that Parshas Chodesh will always be on the Rosh Chodesh or prior to Rosh Chodesh of Nisan. After that, B'chamishas, the fifth week, if you will, then Chozen L'Kasidra, and then you go back to your regularly scheduled program of reading the normal maftir, no special maftir. Now, just so you should know, in terms of the regularly scheduled program, so in the minhag became in Eretz Yisrael to read the Torah over a three-year cycle, and that minhag continued into the time of the Gaonim, right, into, you know, into way past the time of the Talmud. In Bavel, the custom was read the whole Torah every year, like we know and love and how we do it. The minhag today universally is for everyone to do the Bavel minhag, so of course now everyone makes a full circuit of reading all the parshas publicly every single year. Okay, so Chozen L'Kasidra means you'd go back to what you would normally have read for Maftir, etc., were it not for the fact that you had these four, you know, exceptions for the Arba Parshios. Now, the Mishnah continues on and says, L'chol mafsikin, for all of the following days you interrupt the cycle, that was the regular scheduled program, whether we're talking about a different Haftarah or a different Kriyas HaTorah in the context of the different holidays and other events. So we're talking about Rosh Chodeshim. Rosh Chodesh changes things around. There's a special reading for Rosh Chodesh. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on a Shabbos, so then you'd have a different Maftir. The Bartender focuses on the Haftarah, other Mefarshim focus on the Kriyas HaTorah. Chanukah has its own readings. On Shabbos is also a different Maftir. If Shabbos can fall out twice on the course of Purim, in the course of Chanukah, because Chanukah is 8 days long. So the first, if it falls out once or the first one, it's a reading from Zechariah that talks about the golden menorah and its branches in the future, a nevuah. If you end up reading it twice, there'll also be a reading from Malachim, Aleph, Perek Zayin, that talks about Shlomo Melech's utensils, including the menorah in the original Beis HaMikdash. Uba Purim, same goes for Purim. If Purim falls out on the Shabbos, there'll be a special maftir. Uba Tanias, if a fast day falls out on... Now, fast days can't fall out on Shabbos, so typically, and therefore we're not really talking about that, we're talking about if it's a midweek thing, of like Monday or Thursday, there's a Tanias, a fast day, so then there'll be a special reading for the fast day. And finally, Uvmamados. Mamados, you recall from Maseches Tainus, were those. There were 24 groups of Yisraelim who were designated to be symbolic Bialim owners of the to represent all of Klal Yisrael with Korbanos Sibur, the offering of communal offerings, along with Kohanim and Levim. So there'd be all of Klal Yisrael represented, if you will. Those who couldn't make it physically to get down to Yerushalayim to be there present during the offerings would stay in their local communities, wherever they are around there, it's Israel, and go to the local shuls and do a few things. Most relevant, well, relevant to our mission here, is they would have a special Kriyas Torah, special Torah reading. And Shacharis, each of those days, it was basically they'd read from Maaseh Bereishis, the opening chapter of Bereishis, talking about that creation that particular day and the next one. So on Yom Rishon, on Sunday morning, they'd read about Yom Rishon and Yom Sheni, etc. There are also other things like pray for that the Korban should be accepted, etc., but that's not the point of our Mishnah here. So the point is, Ma'amados, every day of the week, except for Shabbos, they would be reading a special Torah reading in those Minyanim, unlike whatever is normally read, if they're reading the Bereishis instead. And finally, Uviyom HaKippurim, on Yom Kippur, and through this, all the Moadim, there's a special reading. If Yom Kippur falls out on a Shabbos, then there's a special reading, special Maftir. The reason why the Torah, the Mishnah focuses on Yom Kippur, although it's true for the other Regalim as well, as we'll see in the next Mishnayos, is because Yom Kippur is called the Shabbos. It's a Shabbos Shabboson, and you might have thought that since it's got a status like a Shabbos, that the normal Shabbos agenda would, you know, prevail over something special for Yom Kippur. But no, there's special readings for Yom Kippur. You should fall out on a Shabbos associated with the Avodah of Yom Kippur. Fine. So that's that. And the truth is, the Mishnah, the couple of next Mishnayos continue on to detail specific readings that went on each of these days.